you what it was worth when someone damaged it.
I did ask him if it had any mechanical errors, and he said yes, there was one leak that was a $2 part, but it was way more than $2.
Did the sellers honor their end of the bargain?
It says sold as is condition. Do you have something else that he signed? A guarantee?
Yes.
If within 30 days you are not satisfied, your money can be returned.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Sarah Lamborn is suing Marilyn Taylor and her husband, Verone, for the return of money she paid for a car they sold her. She is also suing for repair and transportation costs.
Order. All rise.
This is case number 22 on the calendar in the matter of Lamborn versus Taylor.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Ms. Lamborn, you purchased a used car from the defendants, and the car's been giving you trouble. You want your money back.
Yes, ma'am.
When did you purchase the car?
I gave them a $300 deposit on February 16th.
Just a minute. February 16th. Okay. And how much was the total purchase price of the car?
The total purchase of the car was $2,000.
So far, is that correct?
No.
What was the purchase price of the car?
The purchase price listed for...
What was the price you agreed on?
She paid $2,000.
Well, that's what she said. That was the purchase price.
Yes. And she gave the deposit on the 15th of...
15th?
Yes, ma'am.
No, that's not correct. I have a paper here of the deposit that I gave them, and it is dated for the 16th of February.
I'd like to see it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
16th.
That's the day she picked the car up with the rest of the money.
No. This says sold to Sarah Lamborn, 2000 Saab, for the sum of $2,000. Deposit of $300, 2/16/2014, balance of $1,700 due on 2/18. Want to look at it?
No.
Well, then we agree that she gave you a deposit of $300 on the 16th.
Well, all I know is that my receipt here is dated on the 16th.
I'd like to see it.
This is the original receipt.
Well, these are two different things. One is a bill of sale and one is a sold to.
I also have the bill of sale that says the 16th.
Yeah, which she gave you on 2/16, the $300. She was supposed to come back 2 days later to give you the other $1,700. And did you come back on the 18th?
Yes, ma'am, I did.
And do you have proof that you withdrew money from someplace?
No, ma'am, I don't.
But you don't deny that she gave you this full $2,000?
No, I don't.
And that the transaction was completed on 2/18?
Yes, ma'am.
And it sold for $2,000 as is condition?
Yes, ma'am.
So?
I was under the knowing that all it had to fix the car, because I did ask him if it had any mechanical errors, and he said yes, there was one leak that was a $2 part. I also, when it started breaking down, within a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Okay. Now, that's what you said in your complaint. Because ordinarily, if you sell a car in as-is condition, I don't care what he told you, that it was driven by a little old lady, you know,
yes.
It wouldn't make any difference. It
yes.
says sold as-is condition.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have something else that he signed?
This,
a guarantee? That's
yes.
what you say you have, a warranty. Yes. I'd like to see it. Okay, who wrote this? Sarah, if within 30 days you are not satisfied with the 2000 Saab, your money can be returned.
I did.
Okay, great. So the car started to give you trouble right away?
Yes.
Okay.
It was going through
Fine.
Oil.
Fine. And you were having it fixed?
Yes, I had it for an estimate, but it was way more than $2.
I don't care. There's nothing here about $2.
Yes.
How long did you have the car before you called the defendants and told them that you were returning the car?
Yes, I called him on March 11th after I got the report from the mechanic.
Do you have any proof that you called him on
no,
March
ma'am.
11th?
My phone, the messaging got erased when I dropped it in the toilet.
You don't have to have that. All you have to do is call the phone company and say, I need a phone call that was made from my phone to this number on March 11th.
I didn't know that.
They say you didn't call them.
Yes, I called him and left a voicemail. I called him about 4:32 on March 11th.
I don't know that.
Okay, and I called him and he left a message.
On what date did she contact you?
If she would add about 13 days to that 11th, she'd be correct. So it was the 24th when she called my husband. He was at work. She left a message. He returned the phone call. And she basically threatened and said, if you have two options, you can either buy the car back or we're going to sue you. And he told her,
shh. No, that's
you weren't
not
there.
How it
you
was.
Weren't there.
No, ma'am.
You
no,
weren't
ma'am.
There. Mr. Taylor, when did you receive a phone call from the plaintiff?
Your Honor, I received a phone call March 24th.
Where?
I was at work.
Had you given her your work number?
No, she called me on my cell phone. I wasn't able to pick up the call. I got the message that she called. I returned her call back.
Do you have that on your phone?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Why not?
It got erased.
Well, it's her burden to bring me proof of the day. So it would seem to me that you would want to memorialize that within that 30-day period, you contacted the car owner.
Yes, ma'am.
He said it wasn't until the 24th, which is well beyond the 30 days.
Well, I called him on the 11th, and I asked him if he could buy the car back. There was more mechanical issues with the car, and I have proof right here of the mechanical issues.
I don't care about the mechanical issues. That's not the issue. The issue is the car was in her name.
Yes, ma'am.
She gave you a money-back guarantee.
Yes, ma'am.
You have to demonstrate to me that within that 30-day period, because this is very unusual in the sale of a 12-year-old car to get a 30-day guarantee. You can bring it back for any reason if you're not happy. So since it's so unusual, you have a heavy burden to show me that within that 30-day period, you did in fact tell them that you wanted your money back.
Yes.
So if you call, and if he doesn't call you back, you send them a registered letter.
I'm sorry, I wasn't aware of that's how it was supposed to be done.
Well, I don't know either. But did you ask for this guarantee?
Yes, ma'am, I asked them
to receive
the car back.
Well, if you asked for the guarantee, then you were smart enough to know that you had 30 days to bring it back, and it was not the next
day. It's not in running condition.
Doesn't matter.
Well, he told me that he was not going to receive it back.
He says it was on the 24th.
Well, I did call him on March 11th.
Then you should have sent him a registered letter, because you didn't speak to him on March 11th.
But I did.
When you left him a voicemail. Which you don't have, because your phone fell in the toilet.
Your Honor, he returned her phone call.
Don't speak from over there. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's her burden. Most people don't get any kind of warranty because this says the car is being sold in as-is condition. And this contract, you see, this contract is signed by both of you.
Yes, ma'am.
This says that you bought a used car like everybody else buys a used car. They buy a used car, it's as is condition. You're supposed to say, I need a day to take it to a mechanic. The mechanic look it over, then I'll come back and buy it or bring your mechanic to look at it.
I did not have the financial ability.
I feel sorry for you if you bought a 14-year-old lemon. But that's what you did. You bought a 14-year-old car and you didn't take it to have a mechanic look at it before you bought it. And that's what you should have done.
Yeah, I didn't have the money to do so. I was getting a car that I'm under their word. I thought it was going to be a reliable car, which he stated to me.
Just a second. How long have you known them?
Not very long. I was just going
what
by
do you mean, have,
humanity.
Why would you think that you could trust strangers who were selling a 14-year-old car?
Well, I guess not to anymore.
That's right. Thank you. That's all.
All parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Brown versus Wilson. Step forward.
25-year-old Shaniqua Brown is suing her ex-girlfriend, 22-year-old Brianna Wilson, for kicking at her door during an argument. Brianna is countersuing for stolen property.
Ms. Brown, from when to when did the two of you live as a couple?
December 1st to December 16th.
So for 2 weeks?
Yeah, off and on, she was staying there.
And it is your claim that at some point things didn't work out. You actually ejected her from the house. And when you did, she came back.
Yes.
And broke down your door.
Yes.
You want her to pay for the damage to the door?
Yes, Your Honor.
Ms. Wilson said the door was already a little broken. Is that your defense?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I want you to tell me what it was that she destroyed.
My clothing and my movies.
Explain how that happened.
She was throwing it from the second floor, Your Honor.
Well, you don't break clothing when you throw it from the second floor.
And later today.
This is what you're holding as collateral.
Correct.
It says nothing about the truck that you now have in your possession.
cases, real people. Judge Judy. 25-year-old Shaniqua Brown is suing her ex-girlfriend, 22-year-old Rihanna Wilson, for kicking in her door during an argument.
Now, tell me on what date you were rejected from Miss Brown's home.
I'm not sure of the exact date.
What date was it?
December 16, 2013.
Tell me about the door.
It was already loose, like it was previously damaged, because I would lock it at night, so it didn't take much.
It didn't take much? How much?
Putting my foot in the door could knock the door down.
So you just tapped your foot in the door?
Yes. While she was trying to slam me out, Your Honor, I was putting my foot in the way while she's trying to close me out. It wasn't fully closed.
Do you have a bill for the door?
Yes, I do. I got an estimate at Lowe's.
Is this your home? Are you an owner or renter?
Renter.
Oh, I don't want an estimate from Lowe's. Was it fixed? It's not an answer.
No, it wasn't fixed. We put it together the best way we could, but I needed money to get paid for it because my landlord would not pay for it because he feels she should pay for it, and I feel she should too.
I get what you're feeling. I don't care what your landlord feels. You have pictures of the door?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now you have a counterclaim. What do you want?
Her to pay for my stolen and damaged property that she was throwing out from the second floor.
Well, tell me what it was.
A Swarovski crystal necklace with a matching bracelet. When I went to retrieve the rest of my stuff that she left outside on the front porch, it was missing.
I want you to tell me what it was that she destroyed. You said she destroyed your property.
Oh, my clothing and my movies.
How'd that happen?
She was throwing it from the second floor, Your Honor.
Well, you don't break clothing when you throw it from the second floor.
It was damaged from people coming in and out because I didn't get to pick it all up. I just wanted to leave because she had called someone there to fight me.
Okay. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $300 to fix the door. Your counterclaim is dismissed. Goodbye. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Tolada versus Tolada. Step forward, please.
Charles Tolada is suing his sister-in-law, Angela Tolada, for stealing his belongings, including a truck. Angela says the truck was abandoned on her property and then given to her as payback for a loan.
Mr. Tolada, this is your sister-in-law, and it is your claim that she has property of yours, that property being an old truck that you left parked at her house. Is this your brother?
Yes, it is.
At your brother's house, where she also resides. You left it there some time ago. When you went to retrieve it, wasn't there. Ms. Tolada says that you gave her the truck to satisfy an old debt.
Not true.
Just a second. That's what she says. Okay, so I'm going to start with you, Ms. Tolada, because the burden is on you. You have the truck.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
The truck is titled in his name.
That is correct.
You had the truck parked in your driveway for how long?
Approximately 14 months.
And it is your claim that despite the fact that the title wasn't transferred to you, he gave you the truck.
Yes.
He gave you the truck.
Yes.
To satisfy an old debt.
That is correct.
Fine. Show me.
Okay. I have a signed promissory note here as well as the title.
No. Listen to me.
Okay.
I don't care that you have the title.
Okay.
The title is in his name.
That is correct.
All I want you to show me or tell me when he gave you the truck. I don't want to see a promissory note for an old debt unless it talks about the truck.
It does.
It does?
Yes, ma'am.
Now, I'd like to see it.
Okay.
Then I'd like to see it. Put your hand down, sir.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
I know, I looked it up once. Not when I was 15 years old, it wasn't a word.
I know.
But unfortunately, the whole country is going down to the toilet, so that is now a word.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Charles Tolada is suing his sister-in-law, Angela Tolada, for stealing his belongings, including a truck. Angela says the truck was abandoned on her property and then given to her as payback for a loan.
Now, is this the promissory note that talks about the truck?
It is. Look at the very last page.
Well, this is signed in 2002, and it says that she gave you $6,000.
Correct.
And she's holding as collateral a diamond wedding band, a 55 Cameo truck, and a 1988 Ford 250 truck.
An 88, exactly. Nothing to do with the 96.
Where is the 96?
Is that the truck?
That's the truck we're in question about.
1996.
Yes.
Is this what you're talking about?
Yes, it is. I wasn't aware that there was a 1988 truck, but I have just learned that that truck was actually seized from a place that he had his equipment.
It doesn't matter, madam. Listen to me carefully. This is what you're holding as collateral. This is your evidence.
Correct.
It says nothing about the truck that you now have in your possession.
That well?
No, not a well. It says nothing about the truck that you have in your possession.
But that was the truck that was given.
No, listen to me. This promissory note does not refer to that truck.
I understand that.
Great. Now, are you saying other than this, he gave you the 1996 truck? Is that what you're saying to me? Or are you relying, and did you rely on this document when you showed it to the police when they came to get the truck? Is this the document that you showed them?
I showed them the title.
You showed them the title?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd like the title. He didn't sign this title over to you.
Correct.
You can't keep his property. You can sue him for his money, but you can't keep his property.
But that was held for collateral.
No, 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 it was not, madam, held for collateral because you have a promissory note. We're not getting into statute of limitations on a 12-year-old promissory note, but his truck, the truck in question today, is a 1996 truck. This was not memorialized in your promissory note. You cannot keep that truck. Do you understand?
Yes.
You can sue him if you think he owes you money, but you can't keep his property. Do you understand?
I do.
Very good. Give this back to Mr. Talata and tell him to go get his truck. Thank you very much.
I don't want
that
truck.
I don't care what you want.
Ladies, I excuse you. May step out.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Richards versus Arriaga. Step forward.
Ray Tacy Richards is suing her former co-worker, Jesus Jesse Arriaga, for an unpaid loan to pay his bills. Jesse claims they had an arrangement.
What kind of salesman are you, Mr. Arriaga?
Automobile.
Miss Richards gave you some money. How much money did she give you?
$1,500.
She worked with you, was that correct?
Correct.
And why were you short of money?
She started working with me back.
Why were you short of money, is my question.
Had a bad month.
What?
Had a bad month.
What does that mean, you had a bad month?
Didn't sell enough cars, didn't have enough commission.
So you had bills?
Exactly.
Okay. So you ran a little short, you had bills, and how did it come about that Miss Richards gave you $1,500?
Well, one day, conversating during lunch.
I know, I looked it up once. Yeah, I know, I looked it up once. Not when I was 15 years old, it wasn't a word.
I know.
But unfortunately, the whole country is going down to the toilet, so that is now a word.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
She said to you what?
No problem. Here's $1,500. I'll give you $1,500.
Oh, you are such a liar. Would I not buy a car from you, Mr. Arriaga? You got to have a good memory if you're going to lie, Mr. Arriaga.
Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, go ahead.
Nevertheless, during lunch, we had a conversation, like I said. And in a conversation, I had mentioned to her I had a bad month, had some unexpected bills. So she agreed to give me...
No. So she...
Agreed to give me $1,500. Yes, ma'am.
So far, you said you had a conversation...
During lunch.
Or were conversating.
During lunch.
And you said to her you were having a bad month, and she said to you what?
No problem. Here's $1,500. I'll give you $1,500
in return. Oh, you are such a liar. Would I not buy a car from you, Mr. Arriaga? Because that's not even what you said in your answer. You got to have a good memory if you're going to lie, Mr. Arriaga. You have to have a good memory, sir. What your answer was, not that it was a gift, because that's what you just told me. She said, no problem. Got the money. Here it is. That's a gift.
In return.
That would be here.
In return.
Oh, now you're thinking about, what did I write in that answer? Oh, now you remember. Good. Now you tell me the rest of the story.
In return, I was going to give her four of my good customers, and with those customers, she
you
was going to...
You are a hustler, Mr. Arriaga. You're in a good business. Judgment for the plaintiff. How much did you give him?
$1,500.
$1,500. That's all.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She said she was moving out. They came as quite a shock.
When she left, she took the car.
Originally, she wanted to give me the car.
You can take care of this yourself. These are your two choices.
Judge Judy.
I know better. I knew better in the first place. He had his own little Ponzi scheme going on in the dealership. Barn from one to pay the other. She had him figured out from the get-go.